Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Evans Zulu. Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapete Wen Priory. His preaching today is entitled, Called and Unworthy.
Reading from the prophet Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted. The train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings, two to cover the face, two to cover the feet, and two to fly with. They were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh Sabaoth. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of their voices, the foundation of the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. I said, "Poor me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among the people of unclean lips. And yet I have seen the King, Yahweh Sabaoth." Then one of the seraphs flew to me. In his hands was a live coal, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth and with it and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is forgiven." Then I heard the voice of the Lord, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" I answered, "Here I am, send me." In this reading, the prophet Isaiah describes for us this powerful experience, an encounter with the Lord of hosts in the temple. The call of Isaiah comes at a crucial time when Judah is undergoing a crisis. Isaiah was called to interpret God's message to Judah during the reign of five kings. During this time of critical crisis, it was Isaiah's mission to make sure that there was no spiritual neglect on doing God's will. God's revelation to Isaiah is a reminder for you and I that God is not far removed from us. As we live our lives and experience the different crises, it might be health crisis, financial crisis, emotional crisis, or any other kind of crisis that you might be going through, God is not disinterested in our well-being. Rather, God wants to show us his tender and loving side. Isaiah the prophet came to appreciate God's majesty. This is why the liturgy of the church has adopted this hymn of praise. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with God's glory." At every Eucharistic celebration, we are reminded of the respect we must have for Yahweh. Isaiah felt unworthy to be in God's presence. He humbled himself before God, and God removed his sinfulness and purged him of his sin. Every time we gather for the Eucharistic celebration, we approach God to sing God's praises in union with the angels, and we always begin by acknowledging our unworthiness. We ask for God's pardon and mercy. God responds to us by drawing us even closer to Himself and inviting us to His table where He gives Himself to us. God manifested His glory to Isaiah. This experience is not only limited to Isaiah. God manifests His glory to us. As a matter of fact, God manifests His glory to all the earth, and the entire earth manifests God's love. Prophet Isaiah showed the people of his time God's presence. As we live our lives and experience the different crises that we might be going through, we must remember that God is present in all moments of our lives.